We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the City of Billings of the State of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout.
My favorite thing I learned about casinos was something that I already knew about casinos.
Which was?
That the Principality of Monaco sued our own Monte Carlo Casino over the name rights, and they had to change their name to the Monte.
It seems like a worthwhile thing to litigate, obviously.
And it took 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, and it
so some asshole was sitting in a law office just like grinding out a day over the Monte Carlo name?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it was here. I don't think Neil Lefevre was interested in paying for any of that.
No.
He had other things to do. And it was just before he passed away, which is sad. Mm-hmm. Neil passed away.
My final act.
Changed the name.
The name.
This is my legacy.
So, but what's funny is I was doing, you know, a little bit of casino research, and it's on the website mobilecasinoparty.com.
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 There's only one kind of party I want. That's a mobile party.
Casino specifically.
Wow.
Casino forced to change name by Monaco representatives. Yep. And it, let's see. After 3 years of legal negotiations, Corey Lefevre, the owner of the newly renamed Monte Casino. Yep. He passed away just a few months before the official name change. That's pretty funny. Neil was responsible.
So he literally took it to his grave?
He did. Wow. Yes, that's true.
Is that too soon?
Yep. Sorry. No, no, it's okay.
All right.
I think Corey would be happy to hear that. It's pretty, I don't know. I like that.
Yeah. No, it's good. I like it.
I like the Monte, and it's always been called the Monte. Everybody calls it the Monte.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's fun.
Dig it. It's Sunday, August 5th. It's already August 5th.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's going by fast, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going downhill.
Seems like just yesterday it was August 4th.
It really did. That was Saturday? Mm-hmm. All right.
Must have been.
Sweet. So this episode, we're going to look into casinos, which is a prevalent thing in the city of Billings.
98 of them.
There are 98 total ones. I have statistics.
Lots of statistics.
I was wondering what kind of good shit you'd dig up on casinos.
Oh, my goodness. There are graphs. There's gaming control divisions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, flow charts. Licensed car dealers, I learned, are on the precipitous downfall.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like helicopter pilots?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. They're going way down. Not a lot of people playing live keno.
Mm-mm.
But Montanans, on a yearly basis, according to 2014 levels, they pay $358 million a year playing casino games across the state of Montana.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy.
It is nuts.
So, one of the questionable websites I found said that gaming overall, not just casinos, but just gambling, is a $1 billion a year thing for Montana. And I think that has to do with people.
So, that includes, like, spirits and whatever.
Water, yeah.
Restaurant shit.
Everything associated with a casino. Sense. That's a lot.
It is. And the funding, it was split two-thirds, you know, goes back to where they gambled in the county, or I believe it's county. It goes back to the county, and one-third goes into the state's general fund. So it's a big cog in the wheel, if you will.
Did I read $15 to $20 million a year into the general fund from it?
Oh, yeah.
Or was that just the... Maybe that was just the lottery.
I can't remember.
It's a lot.
Yeah. No, so there we go. We should start with the definition, how the state it takes its revenue from all these machines. So there's a video gambling machine gross income tax. So there is a 15% tax applied to the gross income of line game, keno, and poker video gaming machines. Gross income is the total receipts from a machine less the machine's cash payout. So one of the examples they gave is if during the day $100 is inserted into and played in on a video gambling machine and $60 is cashed out, the gross income for the day would be $40, and the tax would be 15% of that $40 or $6. Does that make any goddamn sense?
No, it makes perfect sense. I'm just surprised that you can put $100 into a machine and only cash out $60 on average. I'm sure that's basically the average.
That's possible.
That's a bad deal.
It's kind of a bad deal.
It's almost like gambling's not that good of a way to make money, unless you're a state.
Well, yeah, it depends on, you know, your perspective, I guess, if you're running these machines. Each machine, I learned, in every casino has to be licensed, so they have to renew their license every year.
For each machine?
Yep, $220 a year.
Wow.
For each machine they have in running order, I guess, in their casino.
Oh, hey, Stocky.
What's up?
Who's that guy?
He showed him name nameless.
Okay.
He is a...
The Anonymous.
The Anonymous. Would he be Deep Throat? I don't know. He's our casino liaison. He knows everything about the casino
from what
industry.
It is pretty deep.
He's been to jail, I think, at least two times. One of those times was in the federal penitentiary up in Shelby, I believe.
Yeah, the other was a misdemeanor.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Yeah. So today we went up and picked him up, brought him down.
Yeah.
We took out the red pickup, went up there, got him, brought him down.
Nice ride.
It was a nice ride. We learned a lot. We asked a lot of questions.
Good day for a drive.
He's now living in a tiny house in an undisclosed location.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks. Happy to have you.
Yeah, it was just me and Bernie Mac up there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I hope you checked his name on the gaming roster.
No last names, please.
Please.
Mm. Yeah. Bernie.
Oh, sorry, Bernie.
Mr. Mac. Mr. Mac.
Mr. Mac. We'll go with Mr. Mac instead of just Bernie. Mm-hmm. Bernie M.
I don't know. What's your overall sense of casinos in, you know, the overall scheme of things?
I have a lot of friends that work at casinos.
Right.
And
we've been known to show up at a casino. We don't gamble.
No, I have
that I know
never
of.
Gambled in Billings.
Do you gamble? Are you a gambler?
I have gambled like 3 times in Las Vegas, not any time in the last 10 years. But I've never put any money in a machine in Billings. But one of our favorite casinos.
Mm-hmm.
Should we plug it?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
It's the...
Palms Grand. Yeah, right next to Tarantino's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said Trevino's.
Right.
That'd be good pizza on Trevino's tortillas.
It's Lee Trevino, the golfer.
Yep.
He has opened up a pizzeria in Billings.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful golfer.
Palms has a hell of a good beer selection and very friendly bartenders, and I recommend it to anybody who enjoys beer. And also might want to gamble for some reason. I can't vouch for their gambling.
I don't know.
Is it gaming or gambling?
I'd call it gaming.
Okay.
Yeah, and I heard a story about Lee Trevino.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, he was playing golf, and there was a lightning storm, and he held up his 2-iron.
Uh-huh.
And they said, Lee, what the hell are you doing? You're holding up your 2-iron in a lightning storm. And he said, not even God can hit a 2-iron.
Wow. Yeah. It's pretty bold.
It's a prison story.
Yeah.
So
we kind of went over. Well, we can go specific. I got specifics of video gambling machines by city.
The Montana Constitution says explicitly that gambling is illegal in Montana, unless there's an ordinance saying otherwise.
Okay.
So,
and I'm assuming the city has an ordinance.
There must
like
be.
Go to town.
Something about just some kind of legislation.
All right.
Whatever you do, do not gamble in Montana. Also, state law permits private home games of poker as long as the money doesn't get too big. And they don't.
What's too big?
They don't define too big.
Okay.
Yep. It's funny, isn't it?
Moderately. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know how. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's a good one. So in Yellowstone County alone, there are 3,040. Video gambling machines alone in the county. And there are 167 gambling locations in the county. And every single county in the state of Montana has a gambling machine of some sort.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So there's 98 casinos. How are there 167 gambling locations?
I have no idea. That's just what came up the appendix.
I'm sure there's some kind of weird-ass law.
Number of gaming locations. I don't know what they constitute as a gaming location. Does that include, like, gas station, like town pumps, kind of Lucky Lils, or maybe standalone?
I wonder if the like the poker table at the Crystal is a separate gambling location from their video machines.
It's definitely possible. I would think so.
Who knows?
I'll bet it's a different license.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Okay.
Table license.
Because they have live poker there, right?
Yeah, they do. And there's only like...
Do they still have Joni?
Jami.
Jami?
Yeah.
Jami. Joni.
Joni. Yeah.
Joni, don't you lose my number.
Jami.
I'm not anywhere.
I'm all right with Jami.
You can find me. I think there's only like 8 or 9 that I saw like live card tables in Montana, or live card table locations in Montana.
Yeah, they hit like a peak popularity when I think the World Series of Poker or whatever was going on, where people were enthralled on ESPN.
Yeah.
Watching, I don't know, people gamble, which... It's like watching golf or tennis to me. It's a good thing to nap to.
Another groovy law I found.
Groovy.
Charitable gambling.
There's charitable gambling.
So casino nights for the Boy Scouts.
All right.
Or, you know, the charity has to go to like a nonprofit kind of, well, 501c3 probably.
Right.
But you can, 100% of the proceeds have to go to the stated cause, and it's a $250 permit, and it can only last 12 hours, and it can't happen between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. But you can have bridge, cribbage, hearts.
Oh.
A word I can't pronounce. Pinochle.
Rook.
Poker.
Was it rook?
No. Yeah. Blackjack. Solo and whist. And they have to keep the records of proceeds and expenses. And you can't charge more than 50 cents for a bingo or a keno card.
Who's keeping track of this shit?
I know. There's a guy who will come and kick down the door of your church.
Shaking down some Boy Scouts is coming, like, kicking in doors. He's like, what's going on here?
55 cents. That's a state.
Everybody on the floor.
On the floor.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Cub Scouts, let me see those hands. Let me see those hands.
Hands up! Got another one with a knife.
Jeez.
Arms up.
This one's got a badge. I think it says Bobcat.
And raffle prizes can't exceed $5,000.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Clearly.
So, number of video games. So I said, what, 3,000 in Yellowstone County, I think was the number I said. 3,000 total gambling locations or machines in the Yellowstone County, and 2,631 are in the city of Billings alone.
Wow.
That's crazy. And that's, you know, 42 machines, you know, video gambling machines per person in the city. So of 110,000, it's, there is a lot going on in the gaming sector.
Yeah. I'm not pulling my weight.
And they collect 11 million. So this was 2015, so it's old, but $11 million, around $11 million comes out of the city of Billings alone, that goes into the video gambling tax, you know, 1/3, 2/3 split.
Wow,
that's crazy.
It's a lot of money.
It is. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. I feel it's there. Are we going to stop it? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much money in it. Not that I would want to stop it.
I don't know if I want to stop it. I don't do it.
Yeah. I noticed the town pump guy, they're building a new one way out in the Heights, I think it was. But he came up and lobbied for having a casino attached to the gas station, a town pump again.
Sure.
And a bunch of the neighbors, maybe it was on the West End, but a bunch of the neighbors came up and kind of spoke against it, saying they don't want a casino or a liquor store attached to it.
Was it the one on Shiloh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was that one.
Mm-hmm. The article from the Gazette, Church opposes planned casino. Neighbors of the church.
Which church?
Shiloh United Methodist Church.
Okay. If I'm remembering right, so this location already has So there's a lot right there. So Town Pump already has one right there, don't they? Right at that roundabout, you know, there's the Exxon with the gas station. And then you go down, there's the Atlantis Casino. And then there's, I believe, Pelagio. And then another one. Why are they so pissed off at this one?
I think, well, this one would be within the 600 feet of the church thing, mm-hmm. which is part of the zone.
You're right.
And they will be meeting on Tuesday, August 7th in the city conference room on the first floor of the Miller Building to discuss this.
Wow.
And then there will be a city council meeting on Monday, August 27th at 5:30 about this. But the fella says that organized and commercial gambling is a threat to business, breeds crime and poverty, and is destructive to the interests of good government. And it encourages the belief that work is unimportant, that money can solve all of our problems, and that greed is the norm for achievement.
Wow.
And it serves as a regressive tax on those with lower income. In summary, gambling is bad economics, gambling is bad public policy, and gambling does not improve the quality of life.
Hmm.
And then he sends a link to... UnitedMethodistChurch.org/whatwebelieve/gambling.
All right.
So those aren't necessarily.
He makes some valid points, I guess.
Of the Friday packet was talking stuff.
No.
But that's what he says. And, you know, I don't know, whatever. It does sometimes, I like the way they say, serves as a regressive tax on those with lower income.
Right.
I can't remember who said it. Our friend Luke told me about a podcast. No, it wasn't a podcast. Surprisingly Mm-mm. enough, he was talking about something that wasn't a podcast.
No, it was Fuck Around, Soon You Won't Be Around.
Yeah,
that's
the one. Yeah. All right. No, one of his teachers in college talked about how gambling is, or the lottery specifically, is a tax on people who are bad at math.
Well, which, yep.
I mean, yeah, kind of checks out.
I don't know. It's such a big part of the budget now. I mean,
yeah,
it goes to so many different things within the funding strata. It's
yeah.
If you got rid of it completely, I mean, what would be cut? A lot of things.
No shit.
Yeah.
15 to 20 million dollars worth every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said 11 million a year?
Yeah, out of Billings alone, yeah.
Early, right? That's $30,000 a day.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
We could figure out a way to make that up.
Sure.
Not through Boy Scout gambling permits.
Well, not with that attitude. I mean, we could really lean on them. Get the Girl Scouts in there with, like, you know, cookies and gambling.
Just raise the permit price from $250 to $30,000.
It's easy.
Yep. Minimum one a day.
Next.
I think I literally get motion sick when I look at any of the new gaming machines anymore. I just can't do it. It's like when I play Guitar Hero. I just can't do it.
Dude, it is.
I focus in on it and look away and I fall down. Because I get dizzy. I can't do it.
I get it. sitting at the bar at Palms, having a beer.
There's two TVs just like blaring right in front of you. It's just, and no. There's
the lady playing the Freedom Eagle machine behind you, and it's like cawing like an eagle and get the drum line and shit going on behind you every 30 seconds, and she's just zoned out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It's
I hope it plays Lee Greenwood.
Just one line over and over.
Oh, sorry. Just one name. I hope it plays Lee.
Yeah. No last names, please. Right. Hey, Stocky.
Yeah.
The gambling or the lottery chief of the state of Montana.
Wait a second. For the gambling for the lottery chief.
You know, right. You can just edit all that out.
Yeah, that's fine.
I had a lot of fruit by the foot in my mouth while I was trying to talk to you. You got to cut me some fucking slack.
I'm sorry.
You better sober up.
Yeah. I really have to. I'm sorry. I thought this was America. I don't have to be sober.
It's true. Okay. The lottery director. Hi, Ace. The lottery chief is what this website calls it. Of the state of Montana gets paid $87,270 a year.
Of the state of Montana?
Yeah.
That's his salary.
Mm-hmm. Or hers. Come on.
Or its salary?
Its salary. Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. $436,144.
Wow.
Pretty good deal.
So there's a bureaucracy there. Yeah. Someone is getting paid a lot of money
mm-hmm.
to make sure they get paid a lot of money.
Make sure their friends win the lottery.
Mm. Yeah.
Like McDonald's Monopoly.
McDonald's Monopoly.
Oh, they do have a Monopoly.
I bought into that hook, line, and sinker.
Did you play?
Oh, yeah. When it first came out, I was convinced I was going to get, you know, Boardwalker Park Place on a, you know, a supersized fry that was slowly killing me.
Well, that one guy got in trouble for helping his friends win, like...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he got sued and, like, I don't know if he got jail time or anything, but he, like, rigged it so his friends won the whole thing one year.
That seems like a waste of energy.
I know.
I mean, if you can game that system, you should apply that differently.
No. He spent 45 years working his way up the McDonald's ladder so he could rig the Monopoly game.
It's the perfect crime.
Yep.
He's playing the long game. He was playing the long game.
Good for him.
It's a tenth of a penny every transaction.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Like, see, the old office space trick there.
Yep.
Just insert the software and...
Just some mundane detail.
Yep. Well, what are the... let's think, if there wasn't any casino gambling in the city of Billings, what would $11 million go towards if you didn't have that outlet? Would it just go into other addictive things like alcohol or underground? It's like Prohibition. You think of the way Prohibition was. It just got all shoved all underground. Would it go that route, you think? Would it be like legal poker tables all over town? And
yeah, but not to the tune of $30,000 a day.
No.
Yeah.
I think I don't know where you can find the stats or on something along these lines, but I bet you there's a higher gambling addiction rate in states like Montana that have some kind of casino available than there are in places without.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I don't really care if you want to go gamble.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I wonder how much of those dollars are novelty dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're passing through, you fill up your tank, and you think, oh, $5 in the Keno machine.
Yeah. What the hell?
Right.
Yeah. Makes sense. But there's a 3G's like on the south side here that just has one, I think it's just one machine just inside the door that people are always constantly just sitting on, shoving money into every time I go in there. So.
Well, if you spend all of your non-disposable income on it and you can't buy food anymore, it's not good for your kids, and it's, I don't know.
And then, like, the Town Pump Corporation across the state does a lot of good things for, like, Special Olympics, and they give to a lot of charitable organizations, but it's, I don't know, does it offset?
I don't know, man.
I don't know if, you know. Got to have these discussions. I don't know what the solution is.
I don't either.
How do you make people in such a, you know, $380 million a year? Just people shoving money into, you know, where does that go if you stop that? I mean, you can't just stop at cold turkey and expect people just to, you know, go about their business.
And it does seem to disproportionately affect people with a lower income.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem good.
Would there be more productive things we could have than me doing?
Yeah.
Like if there's a video game machine that was some sort of, like, was it CAPTCHA? The, you know, you type in the letters to make sure you're not a robot.
CAPTCHA.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that was used for, what was it? Oh, God. It was used for, I forget it. God damn it. But it was used for something else. They were typing in letters, and it was used for deciphering something. I can't remember what it was. That was a really good story, Joe. That was really good.
Dude, it's totally ringing a bell, though, I think.
Yeah, did you hear that, too? It's in my head and banging around. I have no idea, but I remember CAPTCHA was used as something. It was used as an algorithm or something that was doing something else.
Yeah, it was like crowdsourced research for something else, and I can't remember what the hell it was.
Right. So maybe what we need to do is design a video gambling machine that is, I don't know, it engineers and designs a bridge. Yeah. Or
there you go.
You know,
that's a good point.
So it's like a video game.
It's like Fiverr.
Like Frogger. Yeah. So say you're at, you know, Shiloh and Gran, you know. designing that roundabout and you're just sort of counting cars. I don't know. I'm just throwing shit out there and see if anything sticks. It's not sticking at the moment, but
also, who the fuck are we to tell people they shouldn't gamble?
Well, so here's a question. I mean, if we're spitballing, does any of this money go to social programs? Like, I mean, if we're talking about, say, lower income people that are gambling and spending money on gambling and putting money into this fund,
right?
Is any of this money coming back to programs that aid that same category of people? I mean, purely speculative, of course, that they're in that situation.
I don't think to
the
extent that
they're
probably throwing into it, you would think.
Yeah.
But would there be a two-third, one-third split? So it goes into the general fund, which obviously probably goes to certain, you know, agencies and, you know, people doing that.
Right. However, they allocate that once it's in the general fund.
Exactly.
Would there be less money in those programs, though, if there were
possible
gambling?
There's got to be some.
There's an irony.
Yeah, there's a weird irony in. I don't know. There's just, I mean, you go down Grand Avenue, and how many just casino after casino for was that a mile and a half, 2 miles?
Yeah, easy.
I'm sort of on the boat with you, like telling. I don't want to tell you what to do or how to spend your money, but at the same time, I'm watching you destroy yourself or other people. It's someone's got to say stop or what are you doing? Because a lot of those, most of them are really smart. I mean, most of them are really good at math and they, you know, understand the odds and still they do it. I don't know what the solution is. I want to say there's like a creative solution to the whole casino thing, but it's just gambling. I don't know what else there is there. It's here. It's entrenched. There's a director who's making a very healthy salary, you know, governing this whole thing. And
not as good as Tennessee.
No, not as Tennessee. Tennessee.
All right. I'm having a hard time finding where it goes.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it just goes into the general fund, so. So the legislature would decide where.
Yeah, none of that is.
There is a committee that there's a gambling oversight committee that sets the rules and the guidelines.
Video gaming machine tax, first quarter of 2018, in Yellowstone County, $2,938,629.
That's a 3 month span, right? That's like
July. That's down 6%. So Montana. Gambling stats and key info.
Mm-hmm.
18 years old. It's one of very few states that allow gaming at 18 instead of 21. Approximate annual gambling revenue, $1 billion. Approximate annual gambling taxes, 120. I don't know. These stats are kind of weird.
Yeah.
This is from gambling.
But it's $1 billion, and it's a state of. Are we just over a million now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
$1,000 a person?
Yeah.
Lord. Six tribal casinos in Montana.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah. They're at I think it was a Sayoshkoot night, putting like a $25 million out onto their casino.
Yeah.
Out there.
Hey, why not, man?
Hey. Does it feel like it evens out? I don't know. Does it feel like it evens out for me?
I don't think so.
No.
I think we'd be better off without casinos. Right. I think I just said it. Sorry, all my casino worker friends. I'll find you a different job. Don't worry. Nobody cares what I think. You're still going to have a job at a casino.
Yeah. I mean, we could cross that with, you know, legalization of recreational drugs, you know,
that's
marijuana sweeping across the country. I mean, how is that any different from casino gambling to, you know, some people who abuse. Well, it's not medical marijuana. It's recreational marijuana anymore. Yeah. I think...
unless you have glaucoma.
True. Very true.
Yeah, or you're nauseous. Or you have anxiety because you can't get marijuana.
Yep.
Yeah. Very true.
I use marijuana to treat my anxiety. My anxiety is mostly caused by being scared about getting caught with marijuana.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Makes
you too.
Sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I was going somewhere with that.
I stole that joke from somebody, and I can't remember who, but it's probably a comedian somewhere. I'm going to take this opportunity to plug my favorite movie of all time, which is called Let It Ride.
Okay.
And it stars Richard Dreyfuss,
All right.
And Terry Hatcher.
Right.
And
they're real and they're fabulous.
Yahoo yeah. Serious.
No, not Yahoo Serious. Come on.
Come on, man. Really, it wasn't him, right?
He's in my fourth favorite movie.
All right.
The dude who plays Hagrid. And
the dude that plays Hagrid.
Yeah.
Who's sorry for my ignorance. Who's Hagrid?
Jonathan
Taylor Thomas?
Yes. Young Hagrid.
Okay. Tool time?
sorry, back to your favorite movie.
Yeah.
All right, Let It Ride. I've watched Let It Ride.
Yep. Let It Ride. It's very good. It's super fun.
Was the horse talking during that movie?
No, that's
Mr. Ed.
No, what's the talking horse movie with Bobcat Goldthwait?
Yeah, wasn't that Let It Ride?
No.
It wasn't?
No.
Oh, shit.
I can't remember.
It's got to be.
Somebody get it's out of IMDb. Look it up.
Bobcat was in Let It Ride. I'm going to put it out there.
God damn it. He was not. It was the dude, the character named Looney in Let It Ride is the guy who's in the New York Dolls and.
Oh, geez. Feeling hot.
Buster Poindexter. Yeah.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Now. And it's a great movie. It's super funny, but there's one point where he's in a fight. Richard Dreyfuss is in a fight with his wife, Terry Hatcher. He's like, I get it. I finally get it now. All this time, it's not been my gambling you hate. It's been my losing. Because she likes him because he's up like $65,000 or something at some point in the movie. Yeah. So that's the problem.
That doesn't sound stereotypical at all. Oh, okay.
Just losing is bad.
Makes sense.
That's my stance on casinos and
gotcha. Games. Not the leaving Las Vegas stance.
No.
Not that one.
That's just my stance in general.
Okay.
See?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Mars Attacks ended pretty well. I mean, that was kind of about gambling in a way.
It is, yeah. And it's just a great movie all around.
Really is.
What's the Bobcat Goldthwait talking horse movie?
God, what is it?
What's the Bobcat Goldthwait talking horse movie?
Ow. These are the butter flavoring to your popcorn.
This is the butter flavoring popcorn.
It's not World's Greatest Perfect. Dad or God
Hot
Bless
to Trot.
Him. Hot to trot.
Jesus.
1988.
Going down in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Blaze of glory.
Buddy. Thanks, Siri.
Hot to trot.
Thanks for buttering my popcorn.
Just buttered your popcorn.
Yep. So, homework for everybody listening. Watch Hot to Trot. And then...
It has 0% on Rotten Zero. Tomatoes.
Oh, nobody's watched it.
Nobody's watched it, obviously.
It should have at least two.
It's so great.
Want a good stock tip, bud? Just follow Don's advice. Some say he has insider information. Others say he has horse sense, and they're right. The source of Hot to Trot's money-making, laugh-making data is Don, the talking horse, who mouths wisecracks. Here's another hot tip.
Mouths gum somebody to death.
Frenetic funny man, Bob Goldthwait. Bob.
Just well, it's Bob. A serious face.
But he is frenetic, funny man. Yeah, yeah. Stars as the hapless stockbroker, Don. Saddles up with this is poorly written.
Terry Hatcher?
He's going to sprint along a yuppie's fast track. Some thoroughbred talents are his comic stablemates. Emmy winner, Dabney Coleman.
Oh, Emmy winner.
Yep. Gilbert
that's
Gottfried.
A bold stance to put on your movie for an award system structure that you don't even qualify for.
That's perfect.
Jesus.
Attendance.
Architect of the Year, Dabo Sweeney, stars in Hot to Trot. Jesus. Dabo Sweeney, where'd that come from? He's the coach at Clemson. Why is that in my head?
8th grade basketball.
Jesus Christ. Wade Boggs, more like Boryville.
Oh, the lighthearted direction of Michael Dinner.
Michael Dinner. Oh, that's a classic.
Of Heaven Help Us and Offbeat.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And A River Runs the Red, I think.
Hey, we should join the herd of party animals for a hilarious ride to the finish line.
I think all our listeners should.
Yeah.
Hot to Trot. You're going to watch Hot to Trot. And what's the Richard Travis one?
Let It Ride.
Let It Ride and Black Stallion.
Yep.
We'll do three horse movie.
How about Horse Whisperer?
Horse Whisperer.
And what's the War Horse Race? Also War Horse, yeah. Sea Biscuit.
Seabiscuit.
Mm-hmm. Gotta watch that one.
Is that the one where Seabiscuit gets punched in the face and breaks his neck on the stool when he's falling down?
Yeah. $1 million Seabiscuit.
$1 million Seabiscuit.
Okay.
What's the one about the horse that dives?
The horse that dives?
The high dive horse movie? Hang on, let me ask.
Radio?
Yeah. What is the high dive horse movie?
Meet the Parents?
Yeah. Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
Sorry, I couldn't find anything like that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Well, that's what happens.
The diving horse.
Yeah, there's a fucking high...
It's not Pee-wee's Big Top, is it?
I think it's Wild at Heart.
Wild at Heart.
Wow.
You down?
Sure.
Let's gamble.
I gotta link all these when I'm writing the show notes.
Let's gamble this one.
Yeah, it's a gamble. So this is the gambling episode. So you're gambling mm-hmm. that you're going to be entertained by any one of these movies that we're talking about.
It is a gamble.
It really is a gamble.
And it's got the same return as...
pretty much.
Yeah.
All you've lost is your time. And what I hear is time is money.
It's bad.
Whatever that means.
No, it's not Wild at Heart.
No?
You all lose. Ha ha. Okay, diving.
Is it a Blue Lagoon?
Horse movie.
Is it a...
Well, it auto-populated in my Google, so clearly it's real.
Okay.
Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
No?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because they are horses that jump off of high dives.
All right.
Was that straight to video?
No.
Was it straight to beta?
Oh, straight to beta.
It went a couple other places before it went video.
Chinese market.
Yep. It stars Gabrielle Anwar and Michael Schofield-Fling.
Oh, those two people are actors in a place.
Two-time yep. Publishers Clearinghouse winner.
Yep. Two-time Columbia House Customer of the Year actor Elijah Wood. I don't know.
For just a penny.
Yep.
Probably also
like
qualifies.
The stamp. Put it on there.
Yeah.
Of course I want 311.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
How many more 311?
I want another Metallica Black album. Yeah. Bam.
Oh, what was the one that the very first one? Was it a Radiohead tape?
Radiohead tape? Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. And then an Alice in Chains tape.
Nice. Jesus. When did you join Columbia House? Like, did you get a wax cylinder?
Yeah. It was mostly wax cylinders.
They sounded like a Paul Revere-like man on a horse. We're going to go with the horse thing.
It was a spool of paper.
He's just coming running. He's like, the Columbia House is coming. The Columbia House is coming.
They sent a player piano.
It's a stout and Sheridan. Just out. It's like, Papa, the Columbia House is coming.
Don't forget to send in your postcard to cancel next month.
Oh, man, I bought a lot off of Columbia House.
Oh, I did, too.
I received a lot off of mm-hmm. Columbia mm-hmm. House. I never asked for a bit of it, though.
No,
nope. You used your mom's credit card?
No. I was smart enough to commit federal credit card and mail fraud at the time and made up a credit card number.
Wow. That would be a good episode. How much fraud is left in the Columbia House stratosphere? And if we could find that guy who is still doing it.
This is why we don't use last names.
Is this? His name is Robert Paulson. That's
what his name. Oh, I want to watch that movie so bad.
What, Hot to Trot?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay.
If you have a suggestion, what we should do with it, you should probably email us.
For a horse movie or casinos?
Yep.
That's a good question.
Suggest
what would go in place of all the casinos that had replaced the fast food restaurants that went out of business?
/ what's your favorite horse movie?
What's your favorite horse movie? Does it have to be horse specific? Does the horse have to be the main character of
top five?
The subject, if you will.
Yeah.
Can it be like Legends of the Fall or, you know, Last of the Mohicans or
5 minutes of horse in the movie?
Total?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Minimum.
Yeah. Minimum. Not
like direct shots of
not
the horse.
Exactly.
Or just
the horse has to have kind of a role.
All right. We're obviously going to get a lot of Dances with Wolves bullshit.
That's fine. Send it in.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and guess that we're not going to get any.
All right. That's a fair assessment.
No, I'm going to send one because I've got some thoughts on this.
Fucking better, Bernie
Mac. Fucking A.
I mean.
Sorry, buddy.
Shit. God damn it.
Totally now we got to go all the way back to Shelby.
Well, I just checked our email.
Yep. We got anything in there?
Nope.
Oh, man. Should we answer that guy's question? that we said we're going to forward to whatever.
That's a good good point.
What did he ask? Or said, he or they? He. Let's go with they.
This was from Tom Jones.
Mm. It's not unusual.
And he says, this is Tom Jones. I am concerned about Joe Stout. Are you? I do believe this encapsulates a comment, question, and a concern, which I was solicited to render on the podcast. Mm. You are welcome.
Gotcha. Well, I'm not concerned at all. I think you're in fine spirits and well, there you perfectly go. Healthy.
They,
what was he get?
I'm worried about Tom Jones. Because he sounds like he's from the 1800s.
He does.
He does.
Or Wales, which is
oh
the 1800s.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's a Japanese gambler.
Ooh. he sounds like a guy who gets off of work and immediately just starts churning butter.
It's not unusual to be loved by him.
No. Sounds like a kind of guy who has a milking barn or two. Maybe a couple Jersey cows. He probably has a horse-drawn carriage.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping those horses.
Does have a couple of those.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Uh-huh.
But. Yeah, this is a good point. I mean, I think if you're going to email the Friday packet, you should probably have a little bit more specificity in your question.
Exactly.
You just give more information, not less.
You don't want to hit the nail right on the head.
I think we should give more specific.
We're just going to speculate about you otherwise.
Well, yeah.
All right. So we asked them to send in their favorite horse movie.
Yes.
And solution for casinos.
Replacement for casinos.
The structure itself, or are we talking about the employees?
Well, how do we replace the money?
Maybe like a broad, you know, memorandum of understanding of what's going to happen.
And then
like where are the employees going to go?
Yeah, where do Garrett and T. Ed and Jen work when all the casinos are gone?
Right. I mean, are we going to, I don't know, are we going to, you know, dig a big pool where it's just like a big public pool? You know, everybody comes and swims?
Yes.
We going to turn it back into pasture land where we can have just horses, people riding horses around in a circle.
I don't know.
Polo yards.
Again with the horses. I think horses are the solution.
I think the horses are key for this.
I believe that
like
horses
a sanctuary,
are our future.
Like old ranch horses that are just worthless.
Mm-hmm.
We bring them into the city,
mm-hmm.
give them a little, you know,
mm-hmm.
the kids can come by, pet them, feed them a carrot.
Yeah. They could run in a circle and we could bet on them.
Oh man.
I think we've some money.
Did we figure it out?
Yep.
All right.
Got it.
Boy, full circle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. I got it.
Perfect.
Gotcha. It checks out.
Yep. Well,
we'll just. So you got the agenda for the tomorrow?
Let me get it.
We haven't said AJ stop buying records yet in the podcast either.
You know, I haven't talked to AJ this week, but I bet he bought some records.
I bet he did too.
That sounds like something he'd do.
I just saw him. He was sick all week.
Was he?
Yeah.
Sick. Buying records?
I think so. Probably. We were watching Tremors 6 during budget practice.
Awesome. How is it?
It got tighter, so as we were playing, the music got tighter as we were just staring at his TV watching Tremors 6, the climax of the movie, which just came out on Netflix.
Mm.
I did not know there were three different types of Tremors now. So there's ass blasters, and then there's the ground ones, and then there's flying ones.
Hmm. Flying tremors.
Yep.
That totally makes sense.
Yep, and they send subsonic sounds that just mm-hmm. dehabilitate their prey.
Oh, sure. The bloop.
Yeah,
it's the bloop.
Is that from Dune?
No, it's a thing. It's like a real thing.
Oh, is that the sound that, like the...
Like the underwater sound that they can't identify?
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, I like Tremors, but I'm not on board with the prequels.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's prequels? That's what these are?
Yeah.
We're watching prequels?
I think you're watching some prequels.
Okay.
The first Tremors movie was episode 4.
Yeah. Well, we need
20 years later, they came out with episodes 1, 2, 3 with
baby. We need Disney to take
over. Is that
over
why Kevin Bacon was only in one of them? Because
they just couldn't afford Kevin Bacon.
Couldn't afford him anymore. But they could afford Reba again for the...
They got Tremors. Kevin Sausage.
Yeah. They tried to get Sorbo, but he was busy.
God, that guy's amazing.
They tried to get McAllister from Wonder Years, and he wasn't having any of it.
Kevin McAllister?
Yep.
What was the... Oh, they got Kevin Sizzaline for the subsequent
movies. Yeah.
Yeah? Sizzaline, right?
Sizzling.
Has it been a while?
Sorry, I don't think it's Sizzaline. I think it's Sizzling. But that's another episode.
All right, motherfucker. Yep. I'm looking this shit up. No, this is going to be a long episode because we have to talk about
Sizzling
care. Now.
Yeah, go ahead.
We figured out the casino things. We shot out a question.
Look it up. I'd put a six-pack on it, but that's probably illegal in City of Billings.
No, we got the Boy Scout gambling
you know
license,
what?
So we're good.
I'll just give them one.
All right.
And that's my tax.
Fine. Fair enough.
No, it's on now.
So can you walk into any like legal gambling place and be like, I'm about to bet something. Here's some money.
Here's a quarter.
Here's a quarter. And just walk out. And they would just file it away. They have a cabinet. They just put it in a manila folder.
Yeah, they're probably legally required to report that.
I would think so.
Like, here's our manila envelope revenue from this.
It's a line item. It's on a spreadsheet. Random ass guy comes in with a quarter.
It's probably on your tax information.
Probably is.
On there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it yet?
Oh, Jesus. You're supposed to look up the agenda. You're looking up Bring Home the Sizzling.
Sizzling. It's Kevin Sizzling.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
why is it 50% leaner?
Than bacon. It's still super fatty.
Which bacon?
It's like chopped and pressed beef. It's beef
breakfast not even pork.
Strips. God, it's bacon so substitute.
Can we have that in the morning?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think I've probably got a couple of packs of it left from 1984.
I'm taking that.
Throw some monosodium glutamate on that. And
dude.
Call it a meal.
It's I'm so telling savory. You. Seriously, though?
Some brie? All right. I thought you said brie.
No, I said savory. Savory. I'm not close enough to my mic. It's got all the umami. That's where they get umami.
All right.
From sizzling. They just grind it up.
Pair it with a nice rosé.
Shit.
Just awful.
Yeah, I prefer Bordeaux.
Yeah. But, okay.
You know, to each his own.
That is better for
Well, I'm more for a port in the morning.
Heavy on the Malbec.
Chopped, pressed beef product does go nicely with Bordeaux.
That's on your birth certificate, isn't it? Chopped, pressed beef product.
Yeah, that's my Christian name.
Chopped beef.
Okay,
it's Christian Mingle.
Yep.
The second.
August 6, 2018, 5:30 p.m. Quarterly updates. Bird DBP Downtown Billings Partnership.
All right.
South Billings Urban Renewal Association. Budget, health fund, initiatives, strategic work plans, citywide Park District 1 projects, code enforcement update, and public comment. Item 2, Rimrock Subaru tax abatements. What? Item 3, city nuisance code amendments. Item 4, legal process and protocol for the governing body.
This is a big one.
Item 5, council discussion, which will be 19 hours long. Item 6, public comment on items not on the agenda, which will be 0 to 4 hours long. Item 7, executive session pending litigation. That's new to me.
The executive closed session.
Executive session, yeah. The end of the work session is solely for the purposes of discussing litigation strategy, in which the only parties are not public bodies or associations as described in Section 2-3-203(1) and 2. Meeting is closed as allowed by Section 23303 MCA to discuss a strategy to be followed with respect to litigation when an opening meeting would have a detrimental effect on the litigation position.
Oh, this might be the Kevin Nelson one where he's suing the franchise fees, that thing?
Probably.
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Most.
That could be wrong.
Closed.
It's probably they're really confused on which horse movie is probably the best horse movie they've ever seen in their...
You know what? Send us your emails. We want to hear it.
I'm waiting for it. I'm going to vote for Black Stallion just because I have no idea. I haven't watched it in a long time. I don't know if it translates.
Yeah.
I don't know if it does. But I remember watching it as a kid and be like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to vote for...
Horse falls off a container ship. Kid, God, rides it to the... You know, it's like a Castaway.
Wasn't that The Ring?
It was. It was kind of a prequel to the Hobbit series.
That's weird.
So Mowgli from the Jungle Book falls overboard with a black stallion.
That's the guy with the
he gets hairy lost,
feet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He loses his precious, obviously, which is his horse's horseshoes.
Yeah, that's a euphemism.
It is
one golden horseshoe that makes the horse.
There's only one horseshoe to rule them all, and the black stallion knows where it is.
Yeah, and in the darkness behind them.
They end up in Middle Earth, which is in Fiji.
Wait, didn't he throw it off the boat?
No, I think it was a storm. So they were on a ship, and there was a big storm, and the horse is like, I'm out of here.
And his
I don't have a life jacket.
Or she was the.
And I don't close ocean. To shore.
I'm in a lifeboat with a tiger.
That's right. Or a liger. It was probably a liger.
Nah, it's only the
extinct animal that doesn't. You know, they just have a picture of it. No.
You know, yeah. Kevin Sorbo is in a horse movie called Rodeo Girl.
Oh my God.
So yeah, there's your evening.
So again, if you're listening, send in your favorite horse movie, and we just had a wonderful one, Kevin Sorbo movie.
If you can tell me a horse movie where the horse doesn't die, I'll be very happy.
Oh man, that's a hard one. But that's what she said.
Just like every dog movie,
every
of all time.
Yeah, not Milo and Otis. Avengers.
Which one?
Not Avengers.
No,
because half of them died.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
it wasn't that not Infinity that War.
No, yeah, that not that one.
It's not Infinity Horse. I think there needs to be a.
Yeah, they don't die in Infinity Horse.
Infinity Horse.
All right. Fuck this. We've wasted these people's time far too long.
I don't think we have enough, but.
You have my most sincere apologies.
No, you got nothing from me. So.
Well, we got the answer on gambling.
Yeah, we're good.
We did.
Happy to help you guys with that.
Public horse
you're welcome.
Movies in the pod.
I mean, it employs a lot of really good people across the state of Billing or state of Montana and Billings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does, and it'd be hard to justify that loss. You know, the employment loss.
It would. That'd be tough.
Uh huh.
It would be.
Right.
But you know, it just gets down to how do you balance that. That both sides of it. I mean, it's a sort of a shrug your shoulders and like, eh, well, I guess I'll just go watch horse movies. Fuck yeah, it, dude. Yeah. Let's watch horse movies.
That's right.
Jeez, right. That's at some point you have to.
Yeah.
You know, because it's back to that discussion of like, what are you going to tell? You're going to tell me what to do with my time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to masturbate myself to death.
And I want to watch Ving Rhames over there masturbate himself to death.
Hell. He's going to use two hands.
Sorry, Ving R.
Ving R.
Oh, R, yeah. No.
R.
Sorry. No last names.
Like anybody his name wanna, is Mr. Green Mile, if you will.
Like anybody want to R you?
Mm-hmm. Nobody would ever R me.
No.
All right.
Did we figure it out?
Yep.
All right. We got a lot of good stuff on here this week. And
so good.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for giving us an hour.
What is our email address? Do we give that out?
TheFridayPacket@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. So if you go to Friday Packet or The Friday Packet or FridayPacket.com, you can learn about us.
There's a picture of me naked and a picture of Stocky in a clam hat.
Yep.
It's worth it.
You can learn about us.
Damn.
If you want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Did we get
wonderful.
It? All right.